Welcome to all you artists and art lovers out there. Today, you're listening to Artsville USA podcast coming to you from Asheville, North Carolina. I'm your host, Louise Glickman. I'm inviting you to learn how art is used to both build and strengthen communities. And from two very different perspectives. Stephanie Munn is the director of the Ferguson Family YMCA in Candler, North Carolina. And our other guest is Wendy Newman. She's a photographer, a fashion designer, a generous volunteer, and a marketing guru whose work impacts a variety of important community programs as well as her burgeoning businesses in photography and in fashion design. So this is a very important topic to me. Art is like cement. I feel that it holds people together despite their backgrounds or differences, where you come from or who you know. So we need this more than ever right now. So tune in after our music on ways your art can change minds and impact communities.
Artsville, Artsville, the happening town where art abounds. Artsville, Artsville, from Asheville town where art abounds. Artsville, Artsville, feeling mountain high and inspiring North Carolina. That's where you'll find us, amazing artists and designers. Oh yeah.
Louise Glickman here, your podcast host today at Artsville USA, where we celebrate American contemporary arts and crafts from Asheville, North Carolina, and beyond. Our monthly podcasts introduce you to world-class movers and makers, their art, their craft, and their unique careers. And at our website, artsvilleusa.com, you can listen to this podcast mid-month or whenever, and on most major podcast channels. I want to begin with some great news about Artsville's growth and new opportunities that we're offering in 2024. Key to this update is our expansion of our partnership with Not Real Art in Los Angeles. They have been our mentors and basically our mothership in helping artists build their audiences and to promote their work. So in 2024, together, we have launched Arterial. It's a nonprofit designed to advance our network of creative programming and to allow, well, in fact, to encourage you to support Artsville with donations. While Artsville growth and Like Not Real Art together help to build creative careers and income potential in the creative sector, we are also focused on the democratization of arts in Asheville and beyond. We want to educate audiences to buy direct from our artists in Western North Carolina. You can do that online, direct to their website without any commissions to the artist, and also in person, because this year we will be providing specialized and customized tours to come to Asheville to visit artists in their studio. So now to the meat of the show. And I want to start by telling you a story about the community in which I live and in which the idea for Artsville first began before COVID. Candler and Inca are two small side-by-side neighborhoods bordering Asheville. We're about 12 minutes from downtown Asheville, but we are more like villages. We're in an incorporated area. We don't have a central business district. We don't have a town council. It's an area full of very unique and interesting history, but it's considered light industrial, and we have no art galleries. We don't have a community center. We actually don't really have any fine restaurants or upscale retail centers. And we have very split demographics because within Candler, there's a beautiful development of about 800 very prominent homes set around a beautiful lake. And then with outside of Biltmore Lake, we have 5 schools. We have hundreds of older homes. We have commercial properties and farmland. So this is not the Asheville you've been inspired to visit, but this is an area close by that artists can afford to live in, and they do. And then they turn around and they drive back downtown to work, maybe in the River Arts District, or to show at galleries, or to visit hip exhibit spaces, to drink, to eat, to go to parties, and then they come back to Candler to go to sleep. So this is not what we want in our community, and we're very grateful for the Ferguson Family YMCA, because the Ferguson family has generationally lived in this area of Candler and Inca, and they understood the need for neighbors to come together and to get to meet and know each other. And nobody cares when you get to the Y where you came from. They can't tell because everybody's got on gym clothes. And the Y has hundreds of donors and smaller supporters through memberships and a great commitment to Inga and Candler. So I wanted to give you an idea of what we're dealing with and why arts is so very important and why we are so appreciative to Stephanie, who is a creative visionary herself and understands that this unique space is a meeting place where health and welfare are top priorities, where arts and healing are a component to her programming. And we thank her because she has found room for Artsville and our artists to make a difference. One of the things that's really great about this is we do exhibits there every other month. And the exhibit space is right there between the stair climbers and the treadmills. And you can't miss it, and you can't get in and out without walking past our exhibit. So it's small and powerful. And then we will also be speaking with Wendy Newman, one of Artsville's featured artists. And she has shown her work in the group exhibit at the Y, and she's going to be providing a special workshop this spring. But she is also a consummate volunteer and has been very dedicated to in her commitments to community and making Asheville a better place, especially for children. So this is two sides of one coin. One is about building community assets, and the other is from the eyes of an artist and why it's so important to reach out into the community. So, Stephanie, let's start with you and the Y. First of all, how many people belong to the Y and what programs? Why do they come? I guess it's basically your mission. Who do you serve and why?
Thanks, Louise, for having me on here. And so a lot of it has to do with community. And so, you know, for our members of the Y, we have just in our Candler area, we serve about 3,000 or a little over 3,000 people. But across Western North Carolina, the number is far greater than that. The Y stands here to be more than just a gym, but to be an organization that can help us build a stronger, better community. you know, if I had to pick what the most popular thing that we offer is, or, you know, focus on who we serve, it doesn't matter if it's fitness related, social related, kid related, it always is things that bring people together. So in our fitness centers, group exercise is the most popular thing because they build community, they build friendships among people. When we have socials that invite people out to learn about a new topic or to learn a new skill or meet and greet and meet other people, that's what keeps them coming back. Or even if it's programming for children, a place where those kids can come together and their parents know that they're in a safe space. And really, our mission is to be there for all. For you mentioned that this community serves, or this community includes a lot of different type of people. It's broad reaching with the different demographics that we have. And the Y is here to serve all of them. And we are a nonprofit. So it's our belief that we serve everybody, regardless of their ability to pay, their backgrounds, any of those things.
Well, you know, you and I first met about a year ago when Artsville, through our Biltmore Lake artists, co-produced the very first public outreach event that I think has been had ever in Candler and Inca area. Biltmore Lake is that community of 800 homes around the lake, and we reached out to other counties as well as small towns surrounding Asheville and Buncombe County, and 800 people showed up to look at art, which was a one-day event, a first-time event. It gave a good idea that people were interested in looking at art. And I'm wondering, was that the first time, Stephanie, that it occurred to you that this might be a unique opportunity?
So the funny thing is that I don't think you know this, but that same week about a year ago that you came to see me and we talked about this was the same week that I had been intentionally brainstorming and reaching out to local organizations and community partners that we could get more involved in. And so the day that you came in, it was perfect timing. Hearing what your vision was for the event really tied in with what my goal was as the new director at Ferguson, to build community and have a stronger outreach beyond just the walls of our building. When I was brainstorming and thinking of the different ways we could get involved, art was not the first thing that came to mind. It's not what my background is in. It's not a topic that I knew a whole lot about. So that was the first time that I thought, oh, this is a good idea. But it was all great timing for you coming in when you did to establish that.
Well, I'll tell you, timing and a little bit of luck has really produced a wonderful partnership. And I also have to give credit to my friend Sasha Frohwine, who coordinates some of the programs at the Y. But Sasha is an artist who, in fact, showed at that Bliss event. And she's become a dear friend. She's a great yoga teacher, if you're looking for a great yoga teacher. And she's also an outstanding jewelry designer. Now, with Stephanie's help and Sasha's help, we put up exhibits every other month, and we give art talks where you really can get to know the artists, and that's on the first Monday of every other month. And now, we're going to have our first workshop, and that's where Wendy comes in. And Wendy has been a member of our virtual gallery of artists, so she's a top prize. She gets to put on a free workshop. But she's very generous, and she's done photographic workshops before. But this is really a special gift to the Y, because she only does these about two times a year. So, and it'll also be a special gift to the people who come to the program, because it's to be gifted to others for Mother's Day, Father's Day, wedding mementos, graduations, and that kind of thing. So, Wendy, talk to us a little bit about what this workshop's going to look like.
Sure. It's a 2-hour workshop, and it's going to cover things like I always say in photography, it's about the light. So we study light, what it does, where it comes from. But it's about composition. There's a rule of thirds that you have to follow. And I always say, learn the rules so you can break them. And my really great photographers, these kids that just learn all the rules, they break them. Boy, their work is amazing. We learn about family photography. We learn about group shots. We learn about timed photographs, friend photographs, graduation, location shooting, and of course, landscapes and the details and all of that.
So you've done this before with young people or people who just use their cell phones, but now get a leg up to learning more about this kind of thing. Tell me who comes and tell me what they take away.
Well, usually the ones that are coming to my workshops, the parents learned about the workshop and they go, you're going to that. And so the kids, I'm not really sure it's something that the kids learn about and want to do as much as it is the parents understand the value of it. And so they put their kid in the class and the kids love it because they're actually making pictures with their iPhones so they can see the results. It's not like in the olden days when we used film and we had to wait for the film to come back to look at the pictures to critique them. So it's nothing like that anymore. And I think amazing photographs can be taken with the iPhone. And it's, I always say the best phone is the one you have on you. And that is so true. And so these kids will learn how to use their phones. And there are so many wonderful features in the phone, even though that's not what this class is about. It's about composition and lighting and what makes a good photograph and how to get the emotion out of those people that you're photographing.
Well, it's very interesting to me because, I mean, I know your photographic work and what has become of it and where it's going, but I knew more about your fashion and your photography incorporated into your fashion than I did about your photography per se. And then I went to your website and I'm totally blown away about how you bring subjects to life. So more than the technical aspects, how do you inspire these kinds of photographs? I mean, they're not standard portraiture, which is what I initially thought this class was going to bring. This really, to me, shows family. And to me, when you're talking about family, you're talking about the why. So that was one of the reasons this made so much sense to me.
Once again, I think it's a matter of the people that you're working with. And at the why, we have all ages. And so whether they're 8, 10, 12, 16, whatever the ages are that we're allowing into this program, I think it's a matter of gearing the class to that age group and what they want to learn. And maybe it's about taking better selfies. Maybe it's about taking better pictures of them and their friends. Maybe it's about graduation coming up and what can I do that's really different from everybody else's graduation shot. I know a real common photograph of a graduation is to have the parents on either side of the graduate. Nobody ever thinks, bring a ladder, go 3 feet above their head, shoot down on them, and then what's coming into the picture? Primarily, the faces. We don't need those long graduation gowns. We don't need to see that. We want to see the faces. We want to see the joy, the happiness, the pride. And that's what you capture in a photograph.
So we're going to have some easy tips and tricks.
Absolutely.
Right. Just for a minute, I'd like to go back and ask you, Stephanie, about where this class is going to be. And I know that it's for members of the Y. I'm assuming that's any Y, even though it'll take place in the Candler Ferguson Family Y. But it's also a time where you need to build memberships, right? So I think this is an opportunity for you as well, right?
Yeah, definitely. So this class will be held at the Ferguson Family Y that is in Candler. But if you are a member of the Y, you're a member of all of our locations. So we're the YMCA of Western North Carolina. So if you're a member at our downtown location or Woodfin, Black Mountain, you know, any of our locations, you'd be invited to attend to it. And it's a great benefit, along with all the other things that are included with being a Y member, you know, special discounts on other programming, youth programming, or any of the other things that we offer in our centers.
Okay. Well, we will definitely leave your web address so people can learn more. But just to know that this will be taking place on Saturday, April 13th from 2 to 4. And you either have to call the Ferguson Y or come to the Ferguson Y to get your name on the list. And we're limiting this to 10 or 12 people, ages 14 and up. So if you want to come and bring your son or your daughter, come on over and sign up. Now, there's so many other things that you can do with photography. We've mentioned some of them. But Wendy, we're still talking about community. So tell us about your Cancer Warriors.
Okay. I'd like to talk about that. And another thing, I don't know if anyone is aware of the Scholastic Art and Writing Awards. It's the only national art competition in our country. Not only does it award ribbons and awards, but they're monetary awards also. I am a mentor for that program, so I might find kids in this class that want to go on in photography. I mentor these totally free, doesn't cost anything to have my mentorship, and I meet with them. For instance, it's usually high school kids, and many times they're doing senior projects, and so they've got to do a program like this. So I will mentor them and help them in the field of their choice. It might be Photoshop, it might be portrait photography, whatever it is. So I do that as well. I also photograph terminally ill children totally for free. I provide them with all of the photographs. And that has actually now expanded into a much larger cancer arena. I photograph anyone with cancer who is battling it or has been through it. And it's just simply calling me on the phone, 828-273-0346, scheduling your appointment. Everything is completely free.
Tell me about how you came to this concept, either a story of someone who's been photographed and how they've utilized that photograph, or even about your own personal connections with cancer.
Well, a lot of cancer in my family, unfortunately. My husband has two forms of cancer. I have melanoma. We're both being treated at MD Anderson. So I know this road really well. And the last thing you really ever have time for are photographs. And Mission Hospital called me up the very first time and said, you know, we've got two kids here that may not make it till tomorrow. And the parents have no pictures. Can you do this? We heard about your work in the community. And I said, when did you want this done? And they said, in the next 2 hours. And I said, I'll be right there, and went over and we did the pictures. And that's how it all started. And then from that point on, it was, you know, they knew that they could call me at last minute like that, because that's usually when people think about it for some reason. And then this woman that I actually knew, I went to school with her, and she was saying that she had a mastectomy, a double. And she said, I just don't feel sexy or pretty anymore. And I said, oh, honey, it has nothing to do with your breast. It has to do with how you feel. She said, well, I just don't feel well. I said, let's change all that. Let's do a photo shoot. Let's get your hair done and your nails done. Let's have your makeup done. Let's get a great dress. Let's go have some fun. And it changed her life. She still says this to today. I think sometimes just taking that little bit of time with somebody, reassuring them and making them well aware of their worth, their importance. And it has nothing to do with the battle they just went through. It has to do with who they are. And that's really what I do. I make people feel good about who they are and what they are. And then they see the pictures, they go, oh, yeah. I said, who's looking at your breast? Nobody. So stop worrying about it. It's great.
So that's very generous on your part, but I also sense, like most volunteer work, and of course the Y has lots of volunteers, that you get as much as you give.
I think you get more than you give. I've always said that. Always. And these kids that I'm teaching at the Y, it's amazing because they will teach me things. And it's one of the reasons why I do it. I can remember my son at the age of 8 telling me that I was at the wrong angle on that camera. And he was right. It wasn't until I saw we were shooting in film in those days. And when you see the picture, it was inevitable. And he knew it at the age of 8. Or when he took that telephoto lens that was set up on the tripod, we were shooting nighttime photography at the fair. He said, "Mom, I'm just going to go ahead and twist that telephoto and blast that." And I said, "Well, honey, you're going to ruin the picture." He says, "No, I'm not. You'll see." And it won him gold at the Scholastic Art Awards.
Oh, that's fabulous.
And I shut up after that point. I never said, "That's going to ruin the picture." Never. Let me see. Now I just go, "Let me see. I want to see." It's wonderful.
Well, this opportunity for shared learning is really wonderful. And again, I see this as health and healing. Those of us who are fortunate enough to live in the Asheville area know that this has always had a slight spiritual connectiveness to our mountains, and that healing, we've had a number of sanitariums here. We were really known for our hot baths and all these early in the 20th century, even late 19th century. This is what Asheville was known for at the time. Now, when I go to the Ferguson Y, I feel healed. And I go many, many times a week, not only for the friendships and the sharing, but because I feel better about myself when I've gone there. So this is part of the community connectiveness, and we hope that Artsville will bring more of that to you and to the Y. Wendy, I would be remiss if we did not talk about your mandala and kaleidoscope project, which you started in 2015. And this is an exploration of the deconstruction and reimagining of your select photographic images. Now they appear all over the country in wearable art and these fabulous umbrellas. And I love your leggings in particular. But I'm going to share something with you may not know, which is I'm very interested in history and cultural development and came to Asheville, was urged to come to Asheville by the economic development folks here to go into small towns and to help bring art and culture into these small towns who needed a alternative to, for example, manufacturing, furniture making, the kinds of things that had then moved to Asia and was really deeply harming what had been the traditional economy here. And through that, I'm very thankful and understand a lot more about the place in which I live, which is the history. So one of my favorite pieces from you are my leggings with the historic buildings of Asheville on it, because it's wearable art. That's what you're doing. And through it, you're showing not only our future, but our past. So I'd like to know a little bit about the growth in that business, because it seems to me that whereas other cities might like to have their buildings on your leggings and your umbrellas, I'm thinking that organizations might also want to have some of your photographs on products and use it as a benefit gift for a donation or that kind of thing. So have you explored that market at all?
Yes, actually we have. And we've done a lot of it here. For instance, I've done promotional pieces, umbrellas, scarves for like Diana Wortham, Open Doors of Asheville. We do promotional pieces. Most often they're done, for instance, the Diana Wortham was done with photographs, the original photographs of the entertainers for that year. I created a mandala, collaged them onto a scarf, and they gave them away to their benefactors that were donating $500 or more. That was one way. We did this for Open Doors, for their big gala. We had the kids there. This is such a great organization. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but boy, what they do with those kids. And these are kids that haven't had it easy. So they created the art. I created from their art these umbrellas, and they all hung from the ceiling, and then they sold those as a promotional tool to make money for Open Doors of Asheville. So I've done this with a lot of organizations in this town and others as well. I mainly do it for like resorts, wineries, larger corporations that want something that is all their own, not just their logo, not just their colors, but maybe, for instance, the Grove Park Inn and the Biltmore Estate. I did stuff for them that really had their signature pieces and took the pictures myself or used one of their pictures, created the mandalas, and then collaged them. So yes, this can be done literally across the board. In fact, John Cram, the artist of Asheville, he did so much for this town, just educating people about art and bringing it here for us to see. But he's the one who discovered me. He found me and took me under his wing and said, "You're not pricing this right. You have a little gold mine here. You need to do this, this, this." And it's endless what you can do because all the cities. Now I have a world tour collection on my website, so I can do any city. I can do literally any vision that someone says. And I don't know. It's weird because I see a lot of mandalas on the internet, but I never see anything regarding photographs that people will create that from.
Well, they come alive, and this is just a little bit of a touch of how art and community comes together and how people come together through art. And I'm so appreciative to both of you for coming today and sharing not only what it looks like now, but what we hope will grow as partnerships well into the future. Stephanie, would you please tell us how people can get involved with the Y?
Yeah, so there's a lot of different ways that you can get involved with the Y. One of them, obviously, being that you can join as a member. That's what a lot of people do. But, you know, we always have lots of volunteer opportunities. And as one of the leading nonprofits in Western North Carolina, the work that we do is not possible without the support of our donors. And so we definitely appreciate all of those that are out there. And I am grateful for learning more about Wendy, too, on this podcast, hearing about the work that she's doing, because like you said, art has a way of building community, and I've already thought of so many other ways that we can involve art into the existing programs that we offer.
Great. We want to nurture and fertilize with as much art as we can so we can all grow together. And Wendy, you have two different websites. Can you tell, one's for the photography and one is for the clothing and other attire. Could you tell us a little bit about how to reach you?
Sure. WendyNewmanDesigns.com is for the clothing, and it's an actual website where you can order. It also has a lot of history about how it all started. And then WendyNewmanPhoto.com is for my photography website.
And what about if somebody wanted to take a private photography class? Do you offer anything like that?
I do. And that is also on my WendyNewmanPhoto.com website. They can contact me personally for those as well. Time is limited, but I do have programs that I do set up with kids in particular. And I also mentor models free, totally free in this workshop through the Asheville Modeling Connection. That's a website. It's also on Facebook, The Modeling Connection. And young girls want to learn how to do this. Well, there's no one here to teach that. I did this for 12 years. I had finishing in modeling schools in Florida for 12 years. And so what I do now is I actually will work with the model. We'll do a shoot a week, usually take between 200 and 300 pictures, and then we review the pictures so they can learn. It's the only way you actually learn to be a photographic model is by doing it.
So thanks to both of you. And I also want to give a special thanks to some of our wonderful supporters who, behind the scenes and also in front of the scenes, are making such a difference. First, to our partners out in LA, Scott Power, Not Real Art, and Crew West Studio, who make us look great. And also to Ken Katara, who is a nationally known artist and an educator who helps us train our virtual gallery of artists. Michael Maines at Blue Spiral, who has inherited the brilliance of John Cram that Wendy just mentioned, and has been our advisor for a long time, and Sherry Masters. Sherry is partnering with us through her company, Art Connections, to create tours for any of you out there who want to come to Asheville and meet artists where they work. In their studios, they might not be in Asheville, they might be in surrounding counties, Haywood County, up at Penland, all these very famous places that you've heard about. And also to tell you that in the spring this year, we will also have special glass tours in honor of the Chihuly exhibit that will be at the Biltmore State. This podcast is powered by Arterial, and I mentioned our partners, but I would like you to look at the NotRealArt.com podcast, and then certainly look at Artsville USA. You will see that we have a shared mission. The West Coast podcast very much has a hip pop vibe. Lance, a little bit younger. It's got an LA kind of urban ethos. While here in Asheville, you'll get sort of a mountain high, and you'll get a lot of stories about contemporary arts and crafts, diverse cultures, and our unique and rapidly growing community of creatives. We are both serving artists and helping them to have substantial careers and to make money by marketing, branding, and certain kinds of education, lots of exposure. But we do it slightly differently. So I think you might enjoy looking at both NotRealArt.com and ArtsvilleUSA.com. We thank you for listening today, and we will be back next month.
Thanks for listening to the Artsville Podcast. Please make sure to like this episode, write a review, and share it with your friends on social. Also, remember to subscribe so you get all of our new episodes. Artsville is produced by Crew West Studios in Los Angeles in partnership with Sandhill Artist Collective in Asheville, North Carolina. Our theme music was created by Dan Ubick and his team at Danube Productions. Artsville is edited by We Edit Podcast and hosted by Captivate. Thanks again for listening to Artsville. We'll be back soon with another inspiring episode celebrating American contemporary arts and crafts from Asheville and beyond.
Artsville, Artsville, the happening town where art abounds. Artsville. Artsville, from Asheville town where art abounds. Artsville, Artsville, feeling mountain high and inspiring North Carolina. That's where you'll find us, amazing artists and designers.